All right, we've got the Florida Panthers director of player development on the line. Friend of the show.
Is he wearing those Bugle Boy brown pants that he was wearing in Chicago that night?
Those were outstanding pants. That was at the draft.
They were painted on.
Were those gray slacks or beige slacks?
They were beige, like Bugle Boys.
They were khakis. They were great. Here's Brian McCabe. What's up, Brian?
They're butt cut. Give me a break.
Butt cut.
What's butt cut?
They were spectacular.
You were wearing padded underwear with them too.
A double sock for sure.
What's happening? Where are you now?
I just landed in Calgary, and I got to drive 3 hours to Medicine Hat for a 7 o'clock game. So I got a long day ahead of me. Just flew all the way from Florida.
Wow! And now we're bothering you. This must be the highlight of your day, I would assume.
It is, after being delayed for like 2 hours in Houston. Yeah, this is actually the highlight thus far.
Okay. What's it like leading up to the trade deadline, like you dealing with younger players? And do they ever worry about being traded? I mean, do they have a connection to the organization yet?
I don't think the younger guys really worry about it. They don't even really think about it, I don't think, until they actually make it. I think they're more preoccupied with other stuff, getting a contract or what have you. Most of the younger guys, it never really comes up.
So you guys are in an interesting spot because Florida's been
on a roll.
Been rolling. Yeah. You guys have been hot. And the thing is, the top three teams in the division, Tampa, Boston, and Toronto, have been so good all year. They're so far gone. But you guys have crept into the wild card race. I mean, what's the buzz like around the organization and down in Florida about actually making the playoffs this year?
Yeah, well, we're obviously happy with the way we've been playing of late. You know, won 3 of 4 here to start this long road trip. You know, obviously you've got the Leafs tonight, who are one of the better teams in the league. You know, we're happy with where we're at, considering we lost both our goalies for a long period of time. You know, I don't think anyone would have thought coming when that happened that we'd be where we're at right now. So I think we're pretty excited with the spot we're in.
So has Harry Sateri saved your season?
Basically, yeah. Harry stepped up. You know, give him some credit.
Is that his name, Harry, or is it Harry?
First NHL starts, and he really, thrived on it. Really put the team on his back for a few games there when needed. And, you know, good for him. I was really happy for him.
Is it Harry or Harry?
I say Harry, but I'm sure it's Harry.
Yeah, we're going with Harry. We've been calling him Harry all afternoon.
Harry sounds so much cooler, though. So much more Canadian or Americanized.
Okay, but there's everybody in other organizations, when they come to Toronto, they're always like, oh, if this guy played in, like people in Vegas say, if Carlson played in Toronto, he'd be a superstar. But wouldn't you say that's really the case down there in Florida with Barkov? I mean, if this guy was in a bigger market, he would be just an absolute monster. He is every night for you guys.
Oh, I don't think anyone knows how good this guy is. Honestly, I know it's a cliche, but if he did play in a big market like Toronto or something, they'd be talking about this guy like he was the next coming of Christ. He is awesome on both sides of the puck. He competes, works day in and day out, on and off the ice. He's a quiet leader, but you really don't appreciate the stuff he does until you watch it day in and day out, how good he is. You know, not only offensively, but defensively. The guy's got one of the best sticks in the league. He is awesome.
With Brian McCabe, he was saying at the All-Star game that he doesn't understand how Matthews does it up here in Toronto, the amount of attention he gets. And he likes playing in Florida because, you know, for Panthers fans, they know who he is. But outside of that, he can kind of live his life. As a guy in the front office, I mean, how do you guys – can you take advantage of that, the idea of some players who love playing the game, want to be NHLers, but they also just kind of want to be left alone away from the rink?
Well, I think Florida kind of suits his personality. He's not a spotlight type of guy, just goes about his business every day. So, you know, we're lucky to have him down there. We were very lucky to get him in the draft that year. And, you know, he's a superstar. He's going to be for a long, long time for our team.
We're not sure if we're going to be down in Dallas this year. We might need you to pull some strings with the bosses here at TSN. Caber and get us down.
What's
there.
What's going on? They're piping you guys?
They might be. Yeah, I think they
it's
might
just,
be.
Well, now that the Leafs are good, like they're like, why are you going to go and watch the 28th pick or whatever it is? Like before, you're watching a little higher pick, and now it's. I mean, we want to obviously interview you. That is the highlight of our
But they are saying this draft there might be a lot of big trades. Caber, do you have any inside scoop on that? Any big trades this draft?
No, but I do think it's a priority for you guys and us to get our yearly date on the air and have our one night out together a year.
I agree with you. It should
so be a priority.
Yeah, it should be a priority for all of us.
And Dallas has that area. I think it's called Green Street or something. That we can make a night of it down there. Have a team meeting.
Perfect. It's a rendezvous. It's like an anniversary every year for us. We got to do it. We have our clown show on the air every year at the draft. We get to hang out, relax for a couple of days for once in our lives, and preach to the upper echelon there and make sure it happens. It just wouldn't be the same without you guys.
Do you have your Canada outfit on right now? The dress shirt, the V-neck sweater over top, and the dress pants with a coat?
I don't have the sweater on yet. I came from Florida, so the sweater's in the bag, though. But I have had to pull the coat out. It's -10 here, and lots of snow.
Medicine hat just waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take the salad up top down to the wood yet, or are you still growing the frohawk?
I'm still hanging on to it. The pipe dream that I call air.
Our two favorite guests, Strudwick and McCabe, are in a race for Messier/Getzlaff.
No way. Struddy lost his hair. I need a pic. You got to send me a pic of Struddy. I haven't seen him without hair.
Years ago.
There's a picture right now
really?
That we're going
to... I haven't seen Strudy in years. I'd love to see a picture of him with no hair. He's, we can have a competition.
He hasn't lost it. It just like it looks like a giant cul-de-sac. There's two cul-de-sacs on top.
He's got a six head, not a forehead anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll send you evidence, Caber, just to brighten your day a little bit later this afternoon.
Yeah, I got 3 hours to kill. Please send me a picture of Strudy's monkey bum, please.
All right, it's en route. Thanks for doing this, man. Enjoy it out there. We'll do it again soon.
Anytime, guys. Good talking to you.
There's our good buddy, Brian McCabe, fighting for us to be in Dallas at the draft. It wouldn't
That's
be the same.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah.
It is generally the best shows we do every year at the draft. It has nothing to do with the draft itself. It's just characters like
20 minutes with Brian.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes in the 5 p.m. hour on the Friday.
We rip him. He rips me.
The thing is he hasn't scored on his own net in Dallas.
No, that's true. That's how it all started, was in Buffalo. We were in Buffalo where he scored on his own net.
Yeah, and that we were like 12 feet away from where that happened. And then we started talking about JFJ, I think, and it went sideways.
Yeah, it did.
It's all good, though.
Well... we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we can get down there. But you're right. I mean, when we were in Buffalo, the Leafs were picking first overall. That was the Matthews draft, and it was right down the road. We drove down.
Yeah, it was
when
awesome.
We were in Florida, it was the Marner pick, fourth overall. Now they're going to pick like
that's what I'm saying.
25th it's something.
There could be a legitimate amount of action, though, this year. You got to think about that.
Well, Erik Karlsson's the guy everyone's got penciled, right? Like, everyone is expecting something to happen, and there are some people who are opening the door to him being traded between now and Monday. I just can't picture a deal of that size happening mid-season.
I don't
think
it just comes to fruition overnight. Like, I think that's one, like Pierre LeBrun said last week, that comes at the draft where you've got time to put stuff together. Because keep in mind, the team trading for him, they got to be darn sure that this guy's signing an 8-year extension with them.
Right. You have to have that conversation, but you're committed.
Not, yeah, like you're not trading for him for 2 months. And
well, he's got another year left on his deal.
Right.
So if you made a deal between now and Monday.
Sorry. Yeah, I guess.
You may not. You wouldn't get that guarantee.
You're right.
Karlsson's not going to guarantee you anything with a year and a half before free agency. But
no, but you're. I guess my point is, and I read Bruce Garriott's tweet today, climbed on top of, I think, LeBron's saying that Karlsson has a 10-team list that he doesn't want to go to.
Do you think Toronto would be on that?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Wife from Ottawa?
Yeah, Ontario, Bulls. Team that's up and coming. Like, no, I personally, I'm not in the know, but I would say no. Like, no, but then the problem is what you're asking for, and you would have to say no.
He's not getting traded here. I don't think Melnick would allow it unless... they sent like $400 million cash in a new rink.
Yeah.
That would be, actually, that's probably how it would get done.
MLSE, buy a rink up there.
No players, no picks, just straight cash in a new rink.
If you were running the show in Toronto, what would the number be where you would say, okay, I'll do that? Cash. All the picks, players, and then the cash number.
Like a Lindros trade when there was like $15 million cash involved?
Was there cash involved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was
$15 million cash. Like, that was the best about the old school deals. It's like
there was cash involved. Well, Gretzky got traded, and there was cash involved.
Right, Peter a Pocklington. Lot of cash. But, man, like, what was it, like a drug heist?
No, it was like I think Bruce McNall paid like $15 million U.S.
I think it was. That's what it was for Lindros. It was $15 million cash.
Yeah. Well, the Leafs could just write a check for $100 million. Like, here's $100 million.
The league should absolutely allow that. You get one cash
deal
a year, and it can be any amount you want.
That would be amazing.
Because think about how many owners would be just circling Melnick like a vulture. Like, if you called up Eugene Melnick right now, I think he would absolutely drive Carlson to Toronto for
$30 million.
$30 million cash.
No.
$30 million cash. I think he'd drive him here.
No, yes.
I think he would.
No.
Okay.
I think he would.
30 might
50
be a bit.
50 would get it done for
50 sure. Cash would 100% get Carlson here.
It would have to be picks and players.
No. If it was up to Melnick, if Melnick could accept it.
And $50 million.
The first is, what's the point of even throwing in the first?
Just for hockey ops, you have to do that. Like,
okay, just to make it sound like it's borderline legit.
It would have to be more, I think.
You think Eugene Melnick would want more than $50 million cash?
I'm not privy to his financial spreadsheet. I'm not. And he has to keep in mind, like, he's got a fan base to cater to. He also has to get a new rink up there. Like, there's lots more.
He didn't seem too concerned about that when he was spouting off about how he's not going to throw away his money, that hard-earned money for a hockey team.
Well, I would just like to see cash involved in deals.
So would I.
That would be kind of neat. But, I mean, if you just had it like the Wild West, you couldn't do that anymore.
Well, then you might as well get rid of the salary cap.
Exactly. The big teams would just bully their way through.
But I would love to get to the bottom of that. How much, if it were possible, straight cash for Melnick to be like, yeah, we'll trade Carlson?
First in cash, what's the number?
I think 50. Maybe 50 or more.
I think probably 50. Like, if Lindros got 15 back in 91, 92...
Dude, who 25 knows?
25 years inflation.
When Eric Carlson's on
Connor his McDavid game, just signed a massive
$100 million deal.
Maybe it's 100.
That's what I'm saying. He's a franchise player. He's not having a great year, but he's a franchise player.
Okay, he is, but he's not Gretzky in 89. He's not Lindros in 91.
The question to you is, if you're Shanny and he called you and said, give me a first and $100 million, would you do it?
Of course I would.
You would?
It's not my money. What do I care about the $100 million? Bell and Rogers and Tannenbaum could spit that out in pennies if they wanted to. Pennies don't even exist anymore. And they could make that work. So you're talking about a first as the only thing that matters to me as a fan? Yeah, I think I'd give up a first for Carlson.
Yeah.
No, $100 million, though.
No, I know that. But the $100 million, it's not $100 million.
Yeah, it's just cash.
So sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not coming out of his check.
What do I care?
I think we've gotten down a road that's just ridiculous hypothetical.
Oh, that's fine. We haven't done that in a while. It is Tuesday.
Hypothetical whatever that Tuesday?
Means. Yeah.
That picture of Strutty is outstanding. Like, Tyler tweeted it on the Overdrive account.
Mm-hmm. Post that on IG, too. Someone texting in $65 million cash would get it done. Happens to be his number.
It is a good number.
All right. Bob McKenzie will join us just after 6 p.m., but we have a pair of tickets to give away.
For tonight's game?
No, it's February 26th. Watch the Raptors take on the Pistons from the Bell Fan Deck on February 26th. You can win a pair of tickets every day this week from Landsberg in the Morning, the Scotty Mac Show, and Overdrive. I'm trying to think of a good trivia question, because the one we have here, it's maybe a little bit too old. It's a bit dated.
All right. Well,
maybe where's the draft this year?
Talked about it.
We just talked about where the NHL draft is
this
year.
What kind of pants was Brian McCabe wearing?
Okay, what kind of pants were was Brian McCabe wearing in Chicago when we spotted him out?
But we were kind of nondescript about that. They were
take a run. It's free tickets.
Exactly.
Just, you know, say something.
How many pants are there? There's three or four types of pants.
Yeah.
Why aren't there more styles of pants?
Because not everyone wants to just wear sweatpants.
There is just one style now, and it's like flat-out nude hugger. Just everything tight as can be.
No, I know, but there's jeans, khakis, suits, track pants. Like, that's it. Lululemon kind of weird thing. Like,
shorts.
Yeah. 416-870-1050. What kind of pants was Brian McCabe wearing in Chicago when we saw him out?
I like the, actually, you know what's funny? We were just talking about the money transfer. That's what soccer teams do, don't they?
Yeah.
Isn't baseball, too? Isn't it where you buy, like, a hot Japanese prospect, you got to pay, like, the transfer, like, $50 million just to talk to him?
Like a posting fee. Now, they've adjusted that. They've changed the way it works, but, yeah. And you don't know what other team is going to post.
Right.
And whoever wins, that money goes right to the team in Japan, and then you get the opportunity to negotiate. Remember Daisuke with the Sox?
Yeah.
Where they went, it was like $51.5 million, because originally they're like $50 million, but someone else will do that. So go up a million, but someone else will think to just go up a million. So then they went up like $1.5 million, and the next closest was like $15
million. Really?
Like, they spent way too much, and he was a massive bust.
But the Yankees didn't matter. They stroked that check and move on.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the Sox with Daisuke.
The Sox.
Yeah, of course. Like, they don't care now. They're like, what do we care? We won World Series since then and before then.
But that's what the Leafs could do. You pay a transfer fee.
I think it'd be great. Like, I think that'd be cool. Like, if you get rid of the draft, even though I like the draft. I love the draft lottery, and I like the way we do things here. But if it was a free market, open market, and teams could just pitch their case to the big young stars coming up, and you have to post, and you have a certain allotment of money.
It'd be pretty cool.
I mean, that makes some some interesting cases.
Yeah.
Bobby Mack in studio just after 6 p.m. Time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Southbound on the 400 at Steele. Stalled vehicle blocking two right lanes here now. Heavy going right back to Highway 7 at the moment. We still got flooding on the go. Southbound on the 410 past Williams Parkway, taking out the right lane. And southbound 410, the off-ramp to Queen Street, flooding in the right lane. In town, westbound Eglinton past Kennedy. Two right lanes blocked for flooding on the go. And here's what we got for in-town problems at the moment. Bathurst, south of Finch and King and Spadina, emergency streetcar wire repairs on the go. Foodland Ontario reminds you to enjoy local all winter. Look and ask for turkey when you shop. After all, good things grow in Ontario, paid for by the Government of Ontario. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatatos.
All right, the promo code is HAZE. Go to MyPillow.com or pick up the phone or call 1-800-951-6854. That's 1-800-951-6854. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HAZE to get 50% off a four-pack of pillows. That's two premium My Pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Our poor boy Strutty's been taking such a beat down this afternoon. I might have to send him.
We should send Strutty one.
A couple of My Pillows, just for his pride and his hairline and his fake mustache. And
awesome.
We don't want to mess around anymore with Strutty. He's our guy.
Yeah.
And maybe Brian McCabe up in Medicine Hat.
He's been tired. Alberta. Long travel day.
Through Houston.
Yeah.
Up to Calgary.
Drive to Medicine Hat.
To watch a game.
Yeah.
Could be a brutal game. Talk with the player, then all the way back.
Exactly.
Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HAZE. As always, it comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose.
It's Leafs game day. All day.
Holy mackerel, what a save! Made by Anderson with the right leg!
Leafs Panthers coverage continues on Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.